It is the Bill Kelly Show on AM 900 CHML, and you're watching on Cable 14. Jamie West here for Bill. You can email me, jwest@900chml.com. My guests in studio, Bill O'Donnell, president of the Central Ontario Standard Bred Association, and Jim Wellwood, board member of the Ontario Standard Bred Association. And we're talking about the horse racing industry being under attack in the province of Ontario by the McGuinty government. The McGuinty government said in their budget that came down several weeks ago that they were getting rid of a $345 million subsidy to the horse industry, the horse people. This is an industry that creates 60,000 jobs across the province, about $2 billion worth of economic activity. Bill, talk to me about that whole definition of subsidy. $345 million is the number that's always quoted that the government's giving you. They're giving that to you as a subsidy.
Well, the word subsidy was never in any of the sightholders' agreements. It was an agreement. And actually, a year or so ago, that they just gave all the racetracks an extra five-year extension on these agreements. There were 10 years, and they gave everybody five. And the $345 million that we receive, and that's 10% for the racetracks, 10% for the horse people, 5% for the municipalities. Of that $345 million, I would give $345 million anytime to make $1.1 billion, and that's what they're making. And because they, government's not very good at running businesses, as we all know.
Notice that.
Yeah, and they, because they've, whatever, I mean, they got too many people, they've got pension plans now, they got to be, you know, up, they got to start paying off on people, whether that's cutting into their profit or not. That's not our fault.
But the whole notion, and this is how they've spun it, this is how the government spun it, is that 300, and this is what they do to try and win over the Ontario taxpayer. They have the Ontario taxpayer believe that money's coming right out of their pocket. It's not. It's revenue created by gamblers at slots. And it's money paid to the horse industry for stealing your customers who would otherwise wager on horse races to be at your facilities. I mean, this is just a normal, everyday business arrangement like any other.
Right.
You know, if you want to be in my building, then you pay to be there and give me a cut of whatever you're doing.
It's like Tim Hortons. If you run a Tim Hortons, if you want to use the name Tim Hortons, you have to pay them 8% or whatever.
It's
right?
Not a subsidy to keep you going. Like. No. It's just baloney.
Your listeners should know that there were contracts with each of the tracks,
right?
Between the OLG and the individual racetracks. And there's an out clause, I guess, in most contracts. In that case, it was 1 year. So each of those tracks has been given notice that at the end of March next year, the slots will be ended unless they can work out some agreement with the track that is less costly than it is right now. So it's decimated our industry, and we're at a loss. Bill and I feel like a couple of beat-up businessmen here now because we've been fighting this now for about 3 months.
Well, I want to talk to you guys about that because you each individually have skin in this game in a big way. Put on your headsets there because we got some calls. I want to go to the phones and welcome Stephen to the program. Hi, Stephen. Go ahead.
Jamie, how are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I love this. It's a liberal bashing day.
Yes, it's liberal bashing day here on the program.
Right. You know what? I think it's a very sad day for Ontario. With closing down these slots and so on, you mentioned 60,000 people losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going to find jobs again?
Well, it's a very good question. Thanks for raising that question. Appreciate it. Where are these people going to find jobs, guys?
In the Welfare Commission office. That's where they're going to find it. If they're lucky enough to be paying EI, they could draw that for a year, and then after that, they're going to be a ward of the province. Basically, they're going to have to look after them, because a lot of these people, they've been doing this their whole lives. They're untrainable, and it's a low level job.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about transition. And transition is not going to help a guy that's a lot of our people. I'm going to say the majority. They own their own businesses. They're not even eligible for transition. You have to be an employee to transition. So they'll all be on the welfare line.
It's really a messy situation. Here's Marion. Is it Marion or Marianne?
It's Marion.
Marion, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Let's get away from the money, because it's all about money, but we'll never solve it. Because what really, really is bothering me is that I see the horses as the canaries in the mine, in the minefield. If you get rid of those horses, then you get rid of all the people who are growing hay, growing grain, growing food and vegetables that only horses can eat. And you open the doors to genetically modified food, genetically, like factory farming.
Okay, all right. Okay, I get your point. There's a strong economic connection to all of this, and it's a very good point that you raise, Marion. It's, you know, I think one guy supplies 200,000 bales of hay to the industry. That ain't hay. I mean, that guy, that's his livelihood, supplying the industry with hay, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So,
thank you for your call, Marion. And then clearly those people, that whether they're blacksmiths or feed suppliers or whatever they are, all those ancillary industries are going to be affected, and they're included in this estimate that the study concluded is about 60,000 people involved, and that was a government-sponsored study, by the way. There's several of them, but the most recent one was a government-sponsored.
Quickly running out of time here, but I'm going to squeeze Tony in before we take a break. Tony, I've got 20 seconds. Go ahead.
One of the things that your guest said was that as an association, an association is a prelude to unions and that kind of stuff, your wheat board was a farmers association. Now, they are all under attack by big business. Unions are under attack by big business. And anything like that that's going on, like the Pacific Rim countries actually said during negotiations that
okay.
they have to destroy the wheat board and stuff like this.
What's your question or your point?
The point is that the associations are being attacked to eliminate any kind of resistance to a free-running big business so they can have their own way and control the people
All
and
right.
Organizations
right.
and money.
It's all about controlling people. Well, that's nowadays with government, gentlemen, that probably may not be such a big stretch. Government's supposed to be there to serve us.
I think their focus is on the industry, in all fairness, instead of the association, but indirectly, certainly we're going to be affected.
Tell you what, we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll find out what the horse industry is doing to fight back against this situation that has been unleashed upon them by the almost constantly, consistently misguided McGuinty government. The list of grievances I have with that government is about as long as both of my arms, and it just continues to this day. We'll come back and chat some more with some fine horse people here on the Bill Kelly Show on AM 900 CHML and Cable 14.